one note for this episode. When we do these episodes where we are almost always recording over the internet, but especially around the world in areas where there's less stable internet or some sound issues, we'll always have a couple little glitches. So we appreciate your understanding as you enjoy these episodes. Welcome to Voices in the Wilderness, conversations about church and leader health. Thank you so much for listening. We encourage you to keep the conversation going. Voices in the Wilderness is brought to you by Preparing for Amazement Ministries, where we empower and equip churches and leaders to create lasting and transformational health. Visit amazed15.org to learn more. We also welcome any comments or suggestions. Simply email us at podcast@amazed15.org. My name is Marcus Carlson, and today our guest is Eric Leona. Again, welcome back, Eric. It's great to have you on the podcast, as always. And today I thought it'd be good for us to talk about church and leader health from your perspective as somebody who's in Africa and Nairobi, Kenya. So what have you learned about church and leader health in your own work and ministry?
So thank you for having me. So I think you cannot give what you don't have. So as leaders, especially leaders that are aspiring to create maybe a congregation that are healthy, you cannot give what you don't have. So it starts first with you. Yes, it starts with you. You have to be, first of all, you follow the, for example, we have the seven habits that we have laid down. If you follow those habits, by default, it's easy for you to administer the same to the people that you are leading. So that's one of the major lessons that I've really learned, is that even in this journey that I've been on, is that you can't just give what you don't have. As a leader, you have to lead from the front. Yeah, so and then another thing about leader health is you always don't be too hard on yourself, because you are also learning to be healthy every time. It's not a destination. It is a process and a journey that we are striving to go to. It's a long-term game. So it's not that there's a day that will be like, now I've achieved, I'm now a healthy leader. So it's a process. So once you know that, it makes you to be open to even correction. It makes you be open to even wanting to learn more, because you know that you're just becoming better and better every time. So those are the two main lessons that I've learned in my journey.
Awesome. Tell us a little more about advice you would give to churches about church health.
Yeah, again, especially in our context here, most of our churches, they really, of course, it's by default, they really look at how the, maybe if it's the council, if it's the small leadership team, how they're administering the laws, they focus on that and then it trickles down. So again, it's just setting a good culture. So what I would say is, for any congregation that is striving to achieve a healthy environment, you should strive to create a culture that is open, a culture that is transparent, because there's this saying in the military that says, if you see something that is going wrong and you don't solve it, you have already set a new culture. So you have to be, yes. So if you see whatever, if you see something is wrong and you just ignore it, you have set a new culture. So as leaders, any church leader, you have to know that you're by almost 70% responsible for creating the culture and how things operate and how things run in your congregation. So, and also finally, most congregations should just follow the seven steps that you have in your book about church health. Of course, they should be a praying church. They should Sabbath. They should know how to solve conflict. They should know how to of course, not be denominated. I mean, they should not be territorial. So the seven habits that we have, I think they summarize what every congregation, especially even in Africa, because the issue about conflict is, I think the major, amongst the major, how people solve conflict is among the major sources of strife, especially even here in our context. So that's what I would advise any church. Follow the seven habits, and if you are a leader in any congregation that you want your congregation to be healthy, know that, point out when something is wrong, because if you don't, or create a culture that everyone can point out when everything is not going well, because only then can we have a healthy leadership. But finally, the worst part about, of course, this other side that we live in, people are not direct. People don't like conflict. And you know, even from me, people are not like direct. They don't even want to address things when they feel that things are not going right. So if we can cultivate that culture of openness, I think so many things can be solved in our churches here.
Awesome. What advice would you give leaders about leader health?
Yeah. So for leaders, again, be intentional about being healthy. It's not, again, it's not a destination. It's just a marathon, long-term thinking. I would advise any leader that is intending to begin this journey to know that it's not an easy journey, first of all. It's not an easy journey. It will break you sometime. It will ensure that you separate with the people sometimes that you love, because the journey of getting on track, it comes with casualties. So be braced to know and have that reality in your mind, knowing that this step, as you go forward, that there will be some challenges, but you just have to know that you are being intentional in the direction that you want to be. And of course, the seven habits, always, they always help.
Yeah, we're a little slow on getting that book out on the habits of healthy leaders, but we're going to start talking about it on the podcast. Eric, it's always been so good to work with you and talk with you. Anything else you'd want to share with our listeners about you, about ministry in Kenya and Africa, or about our work at preparing for Amazement?
Yeah, so I think for me, I think this year, 2025, has been a very different year for me. I remember, I think, Marcus, we've been texting on WhatsApp, and I've been telling you that I think from the last training, there's something that unlocked in me. And I was just like, indeed, we really need to move as fast as we can. So right now, I'm in that state of, I can just see this opportunity and how people are doing things, especially here in our context. And I'm just like, people really need to know how to lead in a healthy way. Congregation needs to be healthy. And I've taken it as a burden on myself. And every time I'm just, it's a driving force that, and I'm really glad that I, of course, you as my mentor, you're always there. And it's easy for us to even brainstorm on some ideas. So for our listeners, I just want you to come and partner with us, because this is a life-changing call that we have. And it's something that it's really needed now. And it's an urgent need of creating disciples and creating a society or churches that are really revitalized and are really energetic to fulfill the Great Commission. So I urge anyone that is listening, in your smallest way, even it can be either through prayers, it can be through just coming also and seeing the work that we do, it can be through your donations. Partner with us as we put these trainings to the ends of the world.
Gosh, I couldn't have said it any better myself. And yeah, lots of great impact for very little. And so we encourage you to reach out to us. And we're actually working on a trip to Kenya for potentially 2026, where we bring some people to see the ministry and the needs there, as well as do some really cool cultural tourist stuff and enjoy some time on a safari and much more. And so watch for more information about that as well. Again, Eric, thanks for being here. It's so great to have you. And again, you can learn more on our website and always can reach out to us. Thank you for listening. We encourage you to keep the conversation going. Voices in the Wilderness is brought to you by Preparing for Amazement Ministries, where we empower and equip churches and leaders to create lasting and transformational health. Visit amazed15.org to learn more. We also welcome any comments or suggestions. Simply email us at podcast@amazed15.org.